This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio Network, as well as USA, as well as Newsmax TV in hour number three. It's about an hour from now, 55 minutes from now, to be exact. We'll be on Newsmax TV, channel 349, DirecTV, channel 216 dish, cable systems around the country. If you don't get us there, you can go to NewsmaxTV.com and just click on Watch Live Now. Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of this show. And they've got the studio naming rights, so we are in the Fordham Resources studio. They have the very special opportunity to be one of the great all-American stories. Fordham Resources, publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. The Fordham team is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man. I was on the phone with him yesterday. He's coming to Vegas soon. We're getting together. Who built the Ultra Petroleum stock from 15 cents a share to $200 a share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. It's considered one of the greatest stocks ever. I don't know if any stock in history has ever gone from 15 cents to $200 a share. Mark has 30 years' experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with industry giants like Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. And this is new baby, Fordham Resources. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. They also own the rights to City of Gold mining property, which is 180 square miles, not 180 square acres, 180 square miles. You have any idea how big that is? I got to go look up a comparison. That's probably as big as the city of New York City, and it's all gold. Fordham is traded on it's not all gold. It's a mining property with gold that's as big as city in New York. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. And you can visit them at FordhamResources.com. Go check them out. Fordham Resources, F-O-R-T-E-M, FordhamResources.com. Again, ticker symbol FTMR. Go check them out. Great stock, great friend of the show. We said we'd get back with J.D. and get that phone number out there so you could all call the Toledo Blade and let them know what you think of this idiotic cartoonist who basically suggested, like it's a joke, that we assassinate Trump. J.D., are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so tell us the cartoonist's name. He uses his first name. What is it now?
Kirk Walters. Before I do that, I could just attest, in the middle 60s, I bought Asmara oil for 12.5 cents a share. It went up to $144.
Not bad. Not bad. Nothing wrong with that.
That was in 1964 or 5. It's 419-724-6000. 724-6000, and his name again is Kirk, W-A-L-T-E-R-S, Walters, and that's Toledo Blade, and it goes to show you, Wayne, what one person determined can do. So we all have it in our ability to make change like this against these left-wing radicals. And I hope you mention the number and give it out again in the 5 o'clock hour, and then you can really blast this Toledo Blade. When I called up there today, I asked for the editor. The dumb girl says, we have many editors. She wouldn't give me an editor. What newspaper? Toledo Blade has many editors. She wouldn't give me a name.
Toledo's such a big-time town. All right, I appreciate it. Hey, great job. J.D., great job. You did a great job, my friend. You did make a big difference all by yourself. Thank you. Thank you, man.
Thanks.
All right. Jay Inslee. I make fun all day long of this moron named Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And liberals would say, well, Wayne must be a racist. He's making fun of an Hispanic woman. It has nothing to do with that. I don't care that she's Hispanic. I don't care if she's a woman. I care if she's a brainless fool with a pea-sized brain. When they took my kidney stones out, they were double the size of her brain. Jay Inslee is a white male, the governor of the state of Washington. And he's as dumb as Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. So it never had anything to do with race. I can't stand white liberal men. Jay Inslee announced a climate change-focused run for president of the United States in 2020. Democratic governor. He'll campaign in Iowa and Nevada next week. Another guy coming to Las Vegas. Another moron with zero chance. He signaled he does not intend to give up his current job, the governorship of Washington, meaning the state of, leaving open the option of seeking re-election to a third term if the White House bid flops. He entered the race launching a long-shot campaign with a focused message. He's the only candidate who would make defeating climate change the nation's top priority. What a moron. Inslee repeats what has become his signature slogan, we're the first generation to feel the sting of climate change, and we're the last that can do something about it. You're a moron. Over images of firescape landscapes and flooding, he said the nation must rise to the challenge, portraying a clean energy revolution as a potential win for the economy. No, I've got the perfect ads to counteract morons like you and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. We show a wall, and the wall is run by the Democratic Party, and you show millions of Americans climbing over and holding hands with their wives and their children, screaming, we've got to leave, and machine gun fire, shooting them down from liberal climate change warriors as we all try and leave the country and get the hell out of America. They got to build a wall to keep us in because you crazy maniacs like Inslee and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez are outside. I'd run that ad 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Show people running with an American flag and charging the wall, trying to run over it and get out of America because Jay Inslee's president, or an Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is the vice president. He says, we have an opportunity to transform our economy, run on 100% clean energy. It's the biggest joke and the biggest scam in the history of the world. The only scam bigger was that Obama said Obamacare will lower your costs. Another great scam. $1 trillion scam. Yeah, Obamacare will lower your costs $2,500 a year per family. I believe it's now up $8,500 per year per family. It's going to lower your costs, and it's going to lower the debt and the deficit. Did you know that? Remember when Obama said that? Every lie they tell gets forgotten. It's going to lower the debt and the deficit because it's going to be so cheap to have health care run by the government. What a joke. And now we're going to have 100% clean energy. We're getting rid of, did you know we're getting rid of gas? You're never ever going to pump gas in your car again. Because gas costs nothing. By the way, the reason it's like $2 and change in places like Texas, in Vegas it's about $3 because we unfortunately have a little cleaner gas. But in California it's like $4, but in Texas it's like $2. There are places where it's $1.80. But half of that is taxes. Gas is cheap as crap, let's put it that way. I was going to say another word, but gas is very cheap. And you could not heat your home on solar and on wind. You could not run your car on solar and wind. They're the biggest lies ever told. They're too expensive. They would bankrupt the nation. They'd bankrupt you. They'd bankrupt every business. The only reason anyone to this day uses solar and wind, to this day, is because the government subsidize it. You, the taxpayer, give them like half the money. If you don't have the tax break, nobody could afford it. I have a guest who's been on the show many times who's a brilliant climate change expert and says there is no climate change. And he sent me something. I don't have it in front of me. I got to look it up and read it on the show on Monday. But he says that you couldn't get your money back in 50 years from solar if the government didn't give you a massive tax break. So that's the only reason it doesn't take 50 years to get your money back. Guys, I don't know about you, but most people live in a house for 2, 3, 4, 5 years. Matter of fact, that's the sweet spot. You're supposed to buy a house and leave in 5 years. You'll never make any money on the damn house. The longer you stay there, the less chance you're ever going to make money. That sweet spot is 3 to 5 years. Buy a house, stay there 3 to 5, sell it, flip it, get out, buy a new one, 3 to 5, leave, flip it, buy a new one. And you'll make money on pretty much every house unless you have really bad timing. It's like a once-in-a-lifetime recession. That's the only way to live in a house. So why would anyone be dumb enough to ever buy solar power and put it in their house? Because it takes you 25 years to break even, and that's because the government steals taxpayer money and gives you subsidies. Otherwise, it would be 50 years, and you wouldn't get your money back. So it's not even cut and clear. You'll get it back in 25 years. Well, why would you do that when you're selling a house in 3 to 5? Or even if you're selling in 10, or even if you're selling in 15, or even if you're selling in 20 years, you wouldn't get your money back because it takes 25 years. So it's a giant scam. Nobody could ever make anything work on solar or wind or biofuel or any of the other clean energy revolution bullspit. Oh, we're going to transform our economy. What a moron. It's just a moron. just a moron. Wants to push the whole nation away from fossil fuels. Fossil fuels, A, are the cheapest energy in the world. They make the middle class live. Can you imagine if you had a $2,000 electric bill in a small apartment? How would you survive? You'd have a crappy car and you'd ride a bike to work every day. Because you couldn't afford a car. I'm sorry, you wouldn't have a crappy car. You'd have no car. You'd have a donkey cart and you'd drive a bike to work every day or a donkey cart to work every day like they do in Cuba or Venezuela. That's what you get in socialist nations who believe in green energy. You morons. But on top of that, it's also the only industry that pays big money. I don't know, America would collapse without the tax money from all the people who make 150 grand a year working in the energy industry. Are you just going to get rid of all their jobs? Oh, that makes a lot of sense. His rhetoric has turned increasingly towards national concerns, including vocal opposition to President Trump's environmental regulation rollbacks and efforts to ban refugees from Muslim nations, mostly Muslim nations. In a televised visit to the White House last year, Inslee garnered attention by standing and telling Trump, who favored a plan to arm school teachers, to consider a little less tweeting and a little more listening. Wow. I mean, look at the people who are running. They endorsed the Green New Deal. Bernie Sanders of Vermont, commie. Senator Kamala Harris, not only a commie, she wants reparations for black people. You know what I say to that? You people are morons. You'll never get a dime of my money for black people or any other people. You won't get a dime of my money for white people. I'm Jewish. I wouldn't give you a dime of money for Jews, you morons. I earn my own money. You don't get to steal my money because something happened in the Roman Empire, because Jews were persecuted in the Roman Empire, or blacks were persecuted somewhere. Blacks were persecuted in Africa. They were sold by Africans into slavery. Senator Elizabeth Warren, communist. Julian Castro, communist.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
War now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, I love Trump. He just pours water, fuel on the fire, not water, fuel on the fire. Trump asked China moments ago to immediately remove all tariffs on agricultural products. And again, it's all a negotiation. I get it. You know, I mean, I'm a great negotiator. If I want $1 million, I ask you for $10 million, and you go, are you out of your mind? And I go, no, I want $10 million. You go, you can't possibly want $10 million. I say, all right, no problem. I'll drop to $9 million. You go, you're not worth more than $1 million. Okay, no problem. I'll drop to $5 million. All right, we'll give you $3 million. Okay, deal. All I ever wanted was $1 million. That's called negotiating. Trump's asking for all tariffs on agricultural products to be removed by China. Well, they're never going to do that, right? But right now it might be a 10% or whatever it is. Say it's 25%. They'll cut it to 10, and Trump will say, no, it's got to be 15. They'll go, okay, deal. And all he ever wanted was 20. Get it? So Trump's a great negotiator. I think that's a great move, and we'll see where it all leads, but I think it could lead to someplace great. I think you're going to have a great deal announced soon with China. Great deal. All right. Here's the scary thing, by the way. Bernie Sanders snags early advantage in Democratic primary, New Hampshire poll shows. Bernie Sanders is more communist than anyone else out there. He is a total, complete, he's not a socialist, he's a commie. Can you imagine how bad the Democratic Party is? By the way, the two strangest headlines next to each other in the history of the world at Fox News on the front page. One has a picture of Bernie Sanders, who's like one of the ugliest men that ever lived, and it says, Bernie on top. That's kind of a strange way to put it. And then next to it is Cindy Crawford's picture, and it says, Cindy Crawford explains why she still poses nude at 53. So you got the hottest babe in the world posing nude next to Bernie Sanders, says Bernie on top. Now, those are two strange headlines. Come on, you got to give that. I don't know where your mind goes, but my go, you know, I'm from New York. I instantly go to the gutter. Those are very strange. Bernie is on top of Cindy Crawford. Oh, my gosh. That is just too much. Tangible Investments is the main sponsor of this segment of the show. Tangible Investments is a gold company. Gold has been flying lately. Let me see what gold did today. That's always a loaded question when you don't know when you're going to something, when you have no idea. So let me go to CNBC because they give you stock price and gold prices. Just for argument's sake, I want to see where gold is. So I know it's been great. The Dow was up another 110 points today. I believe it's the longest winning streak since 1990. I think the stock market is up like 10 weeks in a row. It's just unheard of. Donald Trump is the greatest. Gold today is down. Gold's down a little bit. It's just under 1,300. It was as high as like 1,340 a couple days ago. So it's actually been down the last few days, but it's 1,300 or so, 1,294. So almost 1,300 per ounce, and it's been on a real winning streak, and central banks all over the world have been buying it like crazy, and two gold companies were involved in a $18 billion merger. One's buying the other for $18.7 billion. Who is it? Barrick's buying Newmont Mining. How do you remember all these things, Wayne? I don't know. I'm just a genius, blessed by God. Barrick's buying Newmont Mining, and $18.7 billion, I believe, is the number. So, I mean, gold is just entering a golden age, and Tangible Investments wants to prove to you that you'll never buy gold from anyone else ever again once you do a deal with Tangible. So call now and not only do a deal with them and get some gold, which is wealth insurance, but also find out if you qualify for a $199 gold coin gift free, and you don't have to buy a thing to get that $199 gift. They just want to start out a business relationship with you with a big win for everybody. So call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. They're not some stranger that sponsored the show. It's actually a great friend of mine for 15 years. 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call now, 800-780-9000, and find out if you qualify for $199 gold coin gift free. All right, so I mentioned the whole Jay Inslee thing in the whole first segment, what a moron he is, and I mentioned how all the Democrats running are a bunch of commies. Bernie Sanders, an outright commie. Kamala Harris, an outright commie. Elizabeth Warren, an outright commie. San Antonio Mayor Julian Castro, an outright commie. Maybe Vice President Joe Biden's getting in. He's not a commie. He's just a liberal socialist. Ex-Texas Representative Beto O'Rourke, maybe, getting in also. A real liberal, bleeding heart socialist. Inslee is 68, ex-congressman, state legislature, elected governor 2012. You have no idea how close he won. So close, he beat the Republican candidate. Now he thinks he's going to be president of the United States. He's pursued a liberal agenda as governor of Washington, backing minimum wage increases, higher taxes on the wealthy and businesses, raising spending for teachers, state government employees, declaring a moratorium on the death penalty, back to a record-setting $8.7 billion tax break to lure Boeing and angered labor leaders, say that fast five times, and the machinist union to approve a contract that ended workers' defined benefits pension plan. He's pushed an ambitious climate change agenda with mixed results. He wanted to adopt pollution fees. He wanted to boost electric car infrastructure, clean energy fund that supported millions of green projects, and greenhouse emissions are continuing to rise in Washington.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official National American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
War now.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The nation's vice president speaks at the largest annual gathering of conservative leaders in America as Vice President Mike Pence tells the crowd at CPAC just outside Washington today.
The truth is, we want to make poor people richer. They want to make rich people poorer. We want to make poverty more rare. They want to make poverty more comfortable. That's a choice we face today, men and women, between freedom and socialism, between personal responsibility and government dependence.
The CPAC convention wraps up tomorrow, but not before President Trump delivers an address to the gathering for the second consecutive year. The Trump administration is planning to end large-scale joint military exercises with South Korea to help ease tensions with North Korea, and the White House says it will also save the United States a lot of money. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, not to brag, but Buffalo Wild Wings is the official chicken wing of the NCAA. Yep, soak it in. You know who isn't the official chicken wing of the NCAA? Your couch. Because your couch doesn't have a partnership deal with the NCAA. So do you want to be home on your couch, the official nothing of the NCAA? Or do you want to be at Buffalo Wild Wings? The official place that has lots of TVs and beers and screaming fans, and it's officially better than your couch for college basketball. Buffalo Wild Wings. Please drink responsibly.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Newsmax TV, the sponsor of the segment of the show, coming up in about 25 minutes. It's my Newsmax TV show, 1 hour every night, Monday through Friday. Now replayed every day, so we air the Wayne Root Show twice a day. Twice a day, liberals' heads are exploding. 8 p.m. East Coast time, 5 p.m. Pacific, you get the live airing of the show. And then at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific each day is the replay of my show. Twice the fun, twice the liberal heads exploding. Twice the Ocasio-Cortez pea-sized brains exploding. And you can watch Bill O'Reilly on my show three times a week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. If you don't get Newsmax TV, call your local cable system. Tell them you want Newsmax TV on your cable. We reach 80 million homes now. You have other TV options, so encourage them to make you happy. To make it simple, you call toll-free this following number, and we'll connect you instantly to your cable system for free. Call 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397. Tell them you want Newsmax TV because you want to see your favorite host, Wayne Allyn Root. With the number one show, of course, on Newsmax TV. All right, we've got our guest here, Christina Lalo, the Gateway Pundit Assistant Editor. We have her on every couple weeks to go over the top stories trending at Gateway Pundit, which is my favorite go-to site each morning. It really is the first site I go to. And I enjoy it. I go to it before I go to Drudge nowadays. I don't think Drudge picks quite as good stories as you guys do. Everyone thinks Drudge picks the greatest stories. I like Gateway even better. Hey, Christina, how are you?
Thank you. How are you, Wayne? Great.
I'm doing great. Are you one of the people that helps pick the stories, by the way?
I do.
Oh, well, then I'm giving you a big compliment because I like you better than
Thank
Drudge.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Drudge has built one hell of a monster, right? I mean, they could probably sell that for $1 billion, I would guess, Drudge Report, right?
Yeah, he's the largest news aggregate in the world right now.
Wow. And that's what's amazing is what you just said, news aggregate, because, I mean, it doesn't take a lot of work to be an aggregate. You guys actually write up a story for every
right.
story. He just puts the headline for the other newspaper, and you just click on it, and that's it. It's the strangest thing, how he got that big. But he has a touch for picking the right stories and putting the right kind of headlines to make you click, and that's really good. That's a good thing, and it's made him very rich. In any case, we're on with Christina Lalo of the Gateway Pundit. Our website's thegatewaypundit.com. So I talked about some of these topics on my show either yesterday or today. The one that really attracted my attention at the end of the show yesterday is one of the headlines you picked. Olympics to allow transgender athletes to compete with women without having gender reassignment surgery. It just blows my mind. Women are never going to win any medals anymore at the high school level, college level, or the Olympic level if you allow men to get involved in women's athletics. You guys are lost, Christina.
That's true. It's true. And, you know, it's really sad because men and women are different, and we're in a society now where they're trying to say there's no difference between men and women. And men are just, they're larger than women. They have more muscles. They have more bone density. They're taller usually. And it's impossible for a girl to compete against that. They have more, men have more testosterone, and we're already seeing now in high school where girls are trying to impress perhaps the college coach, where they're running in these championships, state championships, and they can't compete because there's two biological males who are saying that they're women, and they're winning all the races. And so now it's going into the Olympics, and this is the end of women's sports. We simply cannot compete.
And there's nothing you could do about it. The Olympics said, yes, men can compete as women.
Right, and where are the feminists? I don't see any feminists really saying anything.
Well,
these are all conservative sites saying stuff.
I think you get in a lot of trouble. I mean, look at me. I mean, I haven't, knock on wood, been in a lot of trouble for attacking the whole transgender thing, but I always cover it by saying I've always been very pro-gay rights. I couldn't care less if two women love each other, two men love each other, or if a man and a woman get married, versus two men get married versus two women get married. I don't care. I never have. There shouldn't be discrimination against gays, you know, getting an apartment or whatever it is. You can't block them from buying a home. I've always been pro-gay rights, right? But transgender is a bridge too far, excuse the pun. It's just weird to let men walk into women's room and not say anything. You're not allowed to say a word at MGM Properties in Las Vegas. If a 350-pound man walks into a women's room, you have no right to ask them a question as they walk in while your daughter's in the room. This has all gone too far, and it's ridiculous. And I know the average American agrees with me. It's terrible.
Yeah, it is. It's really sad. There's girls, these high school girls, and they're actually tiptoeing around. They're trying not to complain. They're saying, well, they deserve a medal, too. No, they don't. They need to compete with, you know, the sex they were born with, if they're biological males. And then something needs to be done on, I don't know, people were throwing around how they can do hormone testing or whatever, but it's really sad what's happening to these young girls and just to female athletes in general now going into the Olympics.
Well, I mean, obviously, we've got a real problem in this world with pathetic, bleeding heart, liberal morons. And the best example would be Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. They've decided to raise their baby as gender fluid. This came out today. What the WTF? What the hell? What are they talking about?
It's this new, I believe it's just part of the Marxist movement to invert societal norms where young parents are saying, well, we're not going to say, oh, we're having a little girl and put her in pink clothing or boys in blue clothing. We're just going to raise them to be gender fluid, which is completely dysfunctional. Anyone who's raised children or who's been around children sees that at a very young age, little boys act a certain way just because they're boys, and little girls, you know, gravitate towards dolls and they're not as hyper as little boys. And what they're trying to do is impose their very liberal or Marxist-leaning ideals onto an innocent child. And I put up a poll here where in the UK now, there's a record number of children who are now identifying as transgender. And it's really sad.
I don't know what to say anymore. I really don't. And by the way, I've made this comment on my show so many times. I'm one of the world's biggest believers in the Jewish people. I am Jewish. I love Israel. I love the success of Jews in America. They've come to this country and done fantastic. I just hate the politics of my people. And I see a breaking news story at the top of your site. UC Berkeley, Cal Berkeley thug, has been arrested for sucker-punching conservative activist. His name is Zachary Greenberg. Well, you know, look, I'm Jewish. I know what names are Jewish. Zachary Greenberg, I guarantee you, is Jewish. And I just, you know, I meet people every day who are Jewish who are the most brilliant intellectuals in the world. They're the ones who get into Harvard and Stanford. I got into Columbia. My daughter got into Harvard. Very, very smart people. And you got to say, wow, I am so impressed and I'm so proud that I'm Jewish. But their politics is so awful. And I get hate mail. And I got to tell you, Christina, 90% of my hate mail is from people with Jewish last names. They don't know that I'm Jewish, probably, or maybe they do. I don't know. I'm not sure if they do or they don't. But they're so wacko liberal. They've lost their minds. They've lost their ability to understand right from wrong anymore when it comes to politics. They have a hatred for Trump, while Trump is, without a doubt, the greatest president towards Jews in Israel in the history of the United States of America. They're irrational. Their thinking is irrational. It's an illness I don't understand, and now I see a thug named Zachary Greenberg arrested for sucker-punching conservative activists, and I'm embarrassed. You know, I'm constantly embarrassed by the liberalism of my people. It just doesn't make any sense at all. None.
Yeah, they finally identified this guy just out of nowhere. He punches a guy, sucker-punches him. It took a while to identify him and arrest him. Finally, he's arrested. Every day, Trump supporters are assaulted, harassed, threatened, deplatformed. It's really scary.
It is. And on to another topic. Speaking of my Jewish people, Michael Cohen. There's another Jewish name. Michael Cohen, I've been saying terrible things about for months now, but certainly in the last week. What a terrible turncoat he is, what a rat he is. I've never liked lawyers, ever. I think lawyers are just, you know, useless. All they do is sue people very often for doing the right thing. And I'm not a big fan of lawyers. How do you know a lawyer's lying? His lips are moving. One of the oldest jokes of all time. And so I've been very harsh on Michael Cohen. Actually, as of today, talking about the headline that's on your site, I feel bad for Michael Cohen, and I'm sorry of everything bad I ever said about him. Because you know what? If somebody threatens to jail your wife for 30 years who you love, I can understand totally why he's doing it. The person to be hated is not Michael Cohen. He's to be pitied. The person to be hated is Robert Mueller. What a disgusting, horrible human being. He is evil personified.
Robert Mueller is pure evil. He apparently, according to Lynn Patton, who's a very close personal friend of Michael Cohen.
Yes.
Mueller threatened his wife, who's a co-guarantor of a $20 million personal loan. And so you have to wonder why he flipped like that. And he just went from black to white. And
Now it all makes sense.
Now it does. It's as if he was threatened. And then mysteriously, Lanny Davis, who's a Clinton fixer, long time, comes out of the Clinton sewer. And all of a sudden, he's Michael Cohen's lawyer. So there's a lot going on behind the scenes. And again, these are just KGB tactics. I don't even recognize this country right now.
I've always said that as an example of Supreme Court Justice Roberts, who flipped on Obamacare on a moment's notice, on an hour's notice, he went from being the deciding vote to kill Obamacare to the deciding vote to keep Obamacare and enshrine it in American economy. I've always said that he was being blackmailed. Someone went to him and said, look, you know, we know something about you that's dirty. It'll ruin your relationship with your wife and your kids. And you have two choices. We're either going to ruin you, and for the rest of your life, you'll be a laughingstock, and you'll have to resign from the Supreme Court, and your wife will divorce you, and your kids will never speak to you again, or we'll give you, you know, $20 million of Swiss bank account and take good care of you. I've always said something like that happened. I feel the same way about the Michael Cohens of the world. They go to them and they say, on one hand, we'll put your wife in jail for 30 years, we'll put you in solitary, we'll treat you like Manafort, your life will be over, you'll go insane, you'll commit suicide, and you're disgraced. Or we could give you Lanny Davis, you'll serve 3 years in an absolute lowest minimum security prison in America, Otisville in New York, which is the Jewish prison with Orthodox Jews and kosher food and rabbis. And after 3 years, you'll be out and you'll have a new career and we'll take care of you. We'll get you book deals and movie deals. It's not hard to figure out which way you're going to choose when they make you that offer.
Right.
Sad. But, I mean, you'd have to be insane. You'd have to be the strongest person that ever lived. You'd have to be Jesus reincarnated to say, I choose solitary, my wife going to prison for 30 years, my kids being left orphans, and I'll never see the light of day and I'll live in a jail cell, or I'll be out 3 years after minimum security having fun with a bunch of rabbis. I know which one you have to choose. So I get that when Michael Cohen did what he did. I get it, Christina. I really do. I feel bad that he ever had to go through something like that. Because can you imagine them going after Obama's lawyer like this? It's not even imaginable, right? Not even imaginable. All right, Christina Leyla, hang tight. We've got more to talk about. Lots more. Lots of headlines from thegatewaypundit.com with Christina Leyla and Wayne Allyn-Root. War Now, coming right back at you. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Friends, I've been telling you now for more than a year how MyPillow has given me back something I haven't had for a long time, and that's some great sleep. And you can get good sleep, too, with a MyPillow. It keeps its shape, stays cool all night long, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. And you can toss a MyPillow in your washer, dryer. It's like new again. Try doing that with your pillow. And it is 100% made in the USA. And here's a great deal. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows, two go anywhere pillows to take on vacation for half off. Free shipping. Don't forget a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. 1-800-951-8175. And my USA promo code is good for anything on the MyPillow.com website.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy had former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
War now.
Hey, travel.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve.
savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, WAR. Welcome to Wayne Manor. Cinegenics, sponsor of this segment of the show. Founded in 1997, Cinegenics, the clear global leader in age management medicine, i.e., healthy aging, defying aging, anti-aging, proven scientific approach, custom tailored to each individual. Only 1% of physicians that go through Cinegenics training actually make it to become a partner. It's an elite group that are true experts. In fact, 25% of Cinegenics patients base are physicians and their families. Average patient's body fat index down 30% in the first year. How about me? I went and did the very first fitness, I guess you call it exam or fitness test with Cinegenics back in June, I believe it was, of last year, June of 18. And then I went back in December of 18, 2 months ago, and I did a test, and my fitness level is up by just a smidge under 60%. I would have been happy if it was up 6%. I would have been thrilled with 16%. In a half year, it was up 60%. I think the real number was like 57%. It's amazing what they've done for me, the diet, the exercise, the vitamins, the massive protein, the hormone therapy. They turned me into Popeye the Sailor Man. I eat more, and I eat more times a day, and I love the food. I'm losing weight, gaining muscle for your free, no-obligation consultation. They've made Wayne Root great again, and they can make you great again. They make Americans great, one American at a time. That's what Cinegenics does. Call 888-YOUNGER, free, no-obligation consultation. Toll-free, 888-YOUNGER, and the consultation's free, too. The call's free. Everything's free, 888-YOUNGER. Anywhere in the USA, 888-YOUNGER, or register at Cinegenics.com, CENEGENICS.com. Okay, we're back with Christina Layla, Gateway Pundit Assistant Editor, thegatewaypundit.com. Hey, Christina.
Hello.
So I see a new headline up there that we didn't put up here, we discussed today, because it's brand new. Fake news, Washington Post issues huge editor's correction on coverage of Covington and Nick Sandman after he sues the paper for $250 million. So that's good news.
Yeah, this is a good day. So, of course, they hide it on a Friday night. Washington Post finally issues an editor's correction, a huge editor's correction, because they completely, and it was purposely, in my opinion, botched the Covington coverage, where they smeared the Catholic teens, and they took the side of this stolen valor, fake Vietnam veteran, Nathan Phillips. He's a Native American activist. And Nick Sandman, who's the main teen who was photographed standing there, standing silently. And he was actually skewered for what we call face crime, just smirking. His lawyer filed a lawsuit a couple weeks ago against the Washington Post for $250 million. And so the Washington Post issued a huge editor's correction today, basically saying that everything they published was incorrect, including
their coverage of the fake Vietnam veteran.
You know, I mean, I feel good for this kid, Nick Sandman. I really do, but I'm also jealous because I am just destroyed every day in the press by liberal scum. And every lawyer I've been to says, you know, the only reason they're able to sue and win, because they're going to collect $1 billion for this guy.
Yeah.
And the reason why is he's a kid. You can't defame
they're
a kid.
They're minors, yeah.
Right? But I am, forget about it, I'm an adult. I'm a famous person. They consider me to be a personality on TV and radio, meaning a celebrity.
Right.
Meaning you can say anything you want about a celebrity, and it's almost impossible to collect. So no lawyer wants to take the case. I have been so slimed. I have been so defamed, so slandered, so libeled. Every single media lies, every word they say about me. But you can't do anything about it, and I just laugh about it and say, they're just making me more famous, so screw them. But, I mean, you know, I'd love to collect $250 million. Nobody's stupid, right?
Right.
This kid's
right.
Very
I'm
lucky.
Not a lawyer, but I've watched lawyers talk about this case, and they said it should be a pretty slam-dunk case because they're minors, and they're not public figures. So
I'm rooting for this kid.
I'm
unhappily a public figure. I'm sorry to hear that. But
right.
Congressman Ilhan Omar calls for the overthrow of Donald Trump. She calls him a dictator, and she says it's inevitable. What?
Oh, yeah, this woman. So this newly elected congresswoman, she's a Muslim woman from Somalia. And her and the other radicals, Rashida Tlaib, are on an impeachment warpath right now. And a couple days ago, she just tweeted out that President Trump is a dictator. And she's calling for the overthrow of the president.
Incredible.
She said impeachment's inevitable. For what? They can't even name a crime he's committed. That's basically all the Democrats have to offer right now is impeachment talks. They can't even name a crime. And this woman's out of control. She still hasn't been censured. She's still on the Foreign Affairs Committee, even though she keeps going on these anti-Semitic tirades and now just calling for the overthrow of the president.
Incredible. Hey, by the way, there's a story out there that is not a Gateway Pundit. It wasn't your story, but it's still a very interesting story. This kid, this baseball player, just picked up $330 million. $330 million, Bryce Harper. Do you know that? You know about that contract?
I skimmed over it.
And there's a story out there by a tax lawyer who tells you what it would cost him in extra money if we got Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. You know, if she passed her Green New Deal and she got the taxes she wants.
Yeah.
And this guy would pay, how much would he pay? Bryce would have to pay Uncle Sam a total of 60% of his earnings before the states even take their bite. So every 10 catches he makes as a baseball player, 6 of them he'd be doing for free, and he'd only get paid on 4.
Wow.
That's what it comes down to. So out of his $330 million, 60% would go to the government.
That's
it's like
incredible.
You work your whole life for nothing. For nothing.
Right.
What a joke. It's an absolute travesty. All right. We love having Christina Leilon and the Gateway Pundit to my go-to site. Thank you, Christina. Thank you, Gateway.
Thank you, Wayne.
All right. Have yourself a great weekend. We're coming right back with Newsmax TV right now. 3-2-1, Newsmax time.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.